Imagine paying to get an ultrasound photo of your unborn baby, only to discover that other women have been given exactly the same image. That's what happened to six pregnant West Australian women who received fake pictures after visiting a home ultrasound business. The Australasian Society for Ultrasound in Medicine has joined calls for the federal government to regulate the industry. Lucy Martin has more.
West Australian woman Shakara Linnett was thrilled to receive a photo of her unborn baby after undergoing an ultrasound at a business in the state's southwest. The expectant mum proudly posted the image on a community Facebook page. Then came a shocking discovery.
I just saw that everybody had the same pictures as me. It's just obvious that they're not real. I just can't believe that someone could do that.
Bunbury woman Rowinia Hayes was yesterday fined $6,000 after pleading guilty to selling fake ultrasound images to six women between 2012 and 2014. The Bunbury Magistrates Court was told Ms. Hayes didn't have any formal training for the ultrasound machine and had learnt through trial and error. Stephen Duns is the CEO of the Australasian Sonographers Association.
If people understood that their wives and their daughters and their sisters and their mothers are having these sorts of diagnostic processes with a profession that's not registered, they'd be horrified.
Ms. Hayes is no longer performing ultrasounds, but the court was told she might attempt to start her business again in the future. Dr. Dunn says there's nothing anyone can do to stop her because the industry isn't regulated.
This is absolutely a case that demonstrates the need for some form of legislated registration of sonographers.
Sonographers who perform medical ultrasounds must have a postgrad qualification and be listed on a national accreditation register. But the register has no power to remove people for professional misconduct or to prevent them from practicing. And you don't need to be on the register or have any qualifications to buy a machine and practice at home. Consumer Protection WA received just under 90 complaints about the business, but most didn't want to get involved in the court action. Dave Hilliard is the watchdog's director of retail and services.
You know, it's been very upsetting for a great number of people to know that the images that they've got may not be accurate. That really cut deep for a number of people that were coming forward.
In a statement, the Federal Health Department says state and territory ministers have agreed to implement a national code of conduct for unregulated healthcare workers. The Australasian Society for Ultrasound in Medicine says that's a good step, but not good enough. It wants all sonographers to come under the power of the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency. Annie Gibbons is the Society's CEO.
That would allow an appropriate framework for one monitoring who is an accredited sonographer, having an accredited list, having the public consumers having an appropriate pathway for safety concerns or any malpractice by practitioners.
Ms. Gibbons also has concerns about the concept of ultrasounds as entertainment.
They don't know what they're looking at. They potentially could be pushing in an inappropriate manner on a pregnant lady. So we just don't support the entertainment sort of use of ultrasound in any way.
Annie Gibbons from the Australasian Society for Ultrasound and Medicine, ending Lucy Martin's report.